You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.
Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich out there on the edge of everything. This episode is entitled, Responding to a Sequence of Events in Business. Do you properly process and respond when you face a sequence of events in your business? A sequence of events is a set of related events that follow each other in a particular order, one after another. In the business world, a sequence of events often refers to a series of events and opportunities that unfold within a specific business scenario, marketplace, or project. Responding effectively to a sequence of events in business is crucial for many reasons, including the ability to capitalize immediately on opportunities, maintaining agility, and managing risks. One real-world example of a positive sequence of events in business can be seen in 2007 in how Apple Incorporated developed, launched, marketed, expanded, innovated, iterated, and impacted in the telecommunications and tech industries with the iPhone, which fundamentally changed the smartphone industry and catalyzed the company's growth to become one of the most valuable companies in the world. Another real-world example of reacting to a sequence of events is the success of Netflix. As broadband technologies became more widespread, Netflix leveraged this technology to start offering streaming content directly to consumers' homes in 2007 to compete with the videotapes and DVDs offered by Blockbuster. This shift capitalized on growing consumer preferences for instant access to video content, bypassing the need for physical videotapes and DVDs. The convenience, cost-effectiveness, and instant access of Netflix streaming led to a significant decline in business for the traditional videotape and DVD rental stores, culminating in Blockbuster filing for bankruptcy just 3 years later in 2010. Netflix streaming model rendered the traditional brick-and-mortar video tape and DVD rental business obsolete by responding to a sequence of events, including the availability of broadband technologies, streaming, and consumer preferences for watching video content directly on their own TVs without the need for buying or renting videotapes or DVDs. But what disrupts a sequence of events in business? Asynchronous interruptions and multi-processing. Asynchronous interruptions such as telephone calls, emails, texts, social media notifications, etc., can significantly disrupt the processing of a sequence of events, particularly in environments that rely on the orderly and timely execution of tasks. These asynchronous interruptions often lead to you engaging in multi-processing. Here are six reasons why asynchronous interruptions and multi-processing are so disruptive to a sequence of events in business. Number one, cognitive load increase. Asynchronous interruptions add to the cognitive load, requiring the brain to process additional information unexpectedly. This sudden increase in cognitive demands can overwhelm your mental capacity, leading to errors and reduced efficiency in the tasks at hand. Two, task switching costs. When an asynchronous interruption occurs, it forces you to switch context from the current task to the interrupting task. Each switch incurs a cost in terms of time and mental energy, which can degrade overall performance. The original task needs to be put on hold, and your cognitive resources are reallocated to assess and respond to the new information. Number three, break in continuity. Asynchronous interruptions disrupt the flow of events, breaking the continuity of your cognitive and operational processes. This disruption can cause you to lose your place or forget details about the ongoing tasks, requiring additional time to reorient and regain your flow. Number four, increased error rate. Asynchronous interruptions can lead to more mistakes, as shifting attention may result in missing critical information or making hurried, less thought-through decisions. Re-engaging with the task typically requires you revisiting previous steps, increasing the chance of errors. Number five, memory overload. Handling interruptions often requires you holding multiple threads of information in your working memory. This can surpass the limited capacity of your short-term memory, leading to forgotten or misremembered details. And finally, number six, stress and fatigue. Frequent interruptions can cause stress and cause you mental fatigue. This not only affects the task performance you're working on, but can also have long-term impacts on health and well-being. Each of these factors contributes to why asynchronous interruptions and multiprocessing are particularly disruptive in environments where sequence of events are critical. How can you stay in the flow to properly process a sequence of events in your business? Consider these three things. Number one, acknowledge. The first step in dealing with any sequence of events in business is to acknowledge that they are occurring. Acknowledgement then proceeds with recognizing the sequence of events and their potential significance, benefits, and risks before beginning any assessment. Number two, assess. Once a sequence of events is acknowledged, the next step is to gather all relevant information to assess, evaluate, and understand the scope of the sequence of events in your business. Once all relative information is collected, an assessment of the sequence of events is created that includes a comprehensive, multi-level view of the sequence of events over a predetermined time period. Number three, adapt. Any sequence of events acknowledged and assessed in business causes the business to change into a mode of operation, adapt new processes, and operate in a dynamic environment where the sequence of events change rapidly. This adaptation and operation also includes making a business aware it is important to limit asynchronous interruptions and multiprocessing when working on sequence of events related projects. Together, these three steps create a foundation for a systematic and effective approach to responding to a sequence of events in business. By acknowledging, assessing, and adapting to the reality of the situation, a business can make informed decisions that leverage potential opportunities of the sequence of events as they occur. Until next time, I'm Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net.
This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.